This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in the Daf HaShavua. Tonight's Daf is Masechta Ma'id Katan, Chavav Amid Beis. We're going to start Chavav Amid Aleph. Four lines in the bottom. It says, Kareya. We learned in Hebrew, Kareya Al Mikdash. You rip for the Beis HaMikdash, and then you add to it Umoysef Al Yushalayim. You expand the tier when you see the ruins of Yushalayim. Or Aminu Askastira. Echad HaShemeya, one who hears about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that's talking about when you live during the time of the Chorban. V'echad HaRoya, one who sees it after the fact. Kivan Shigia L'Tzoifim, when you get to the Tzoifim, either this refers to a specific place from which you could see the Chorban, or just refers to a lookout. Koirea, you rip. Bekareya al mikdash bifnei atzmai, you rip on the Beis HaMikdash by itself. Val Yushalayim bifnei atzma, and then you rip on Yushalayim by itself. So we have a stira, because the first brisa says that you rip for the Beis HaMikdash and then you expand it for Yushalayim, and here it says you make two separate rips, one for the mikdash and one for Yushalayim. It says Gemara loy kasha, ha de paga ben mikdash bereisha. Here we're talking about where you meet up, you first encounter the Beis HaMikdash, the Makam HaMikdash. So then, if you see Yerushalayim, you just expand it. Rashi says, what would that mean? How would you encounter the Mikdash before you encounter Yerushalayim? So Rashi says, Kagon shenichnas Yerushalayim b'shida teva migdon. You entered Yerushalayim in a closed box. Deloi ra Yerushalayim, ad shara Beis HaMikdash, kareal HaMikdash, umoysef al Yerushalayim. But if you didn't enter in a Beteva, then Upaga be Yerushalayim Ereisha, Kareal Yerushalayim Bifnei Atzma, and then Biala Mikdash Bifnei Atzma. Okay?
It's a very unusual case.
Very unusual case. Right? I mean, in other words, you came into Mikdash, Shechves. I'll tell you how it's like. You came in a car, you're sleeping. Right? But the Rambam learns differently than Rashi. The Rambam learns that anytime you come to Yerushalayim from the East End, you encounter the Makam HaMikdash before you encounter the city, because the city is literally on the east. The Mikdash is on the east end of the city. So when you enter on the east, you encounter the Makam HaMikdash before you encounter the city. But if you come in through any other direction, you're first encountering Yerushalayim, and then you're encountering the Makam HaMikdash. So that's how the Rambam paskins. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha. Right? That if you enter through the east side, you tear on the Mikdash and you expand for Yerushalayim. If you enter through any other direction,
Yerushalayim refers to the old city?
Yeah. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, V'chulan Rasha'in L'shaylalan. Let me see. Oh, of the tearings.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's see what these pictures are.
Was it Misiftim?
Masifta. So now I could hijack your Gemara? What else do you got here? The first part of today's share is being brought to you by Masifta Gemara. Okay. So we'll see how the pictures do for us. Okay. Oh, perfect timing. You ready? Bottom line, Chavav Amid Aleph. Tan Rabbanan. V'kulan Rashan L'Shaylan. All of the tears may be basted. Basted are loose stitches. According to Natan's Masifta Gemara, you make loose stitches. In other words, the tear, you see the tear? And you make loose stitching. You make one, and then further apart another. That's Shaylan. Ulamaylalan, and you could fold it. Lamaylalan is fold it with a pin. By the no.
You fold it over and stitch it.
What?
Wrap it over.
I'll tell you how I understand it, okay? Basically, you fold in, let's see, it's torn. So the garment is torn. Here, pass me that piece of paper.
Take off your shirt and rip it.
That's not right. So I don't know whose this is. So you tear it, right? So now it's uneven. So you wanna sew it together, so you basically fold in the tears, right? You fold in the tears, and then you sew it together. Now the tears are going to be on the other side, so underside. So on the outer side, it looks pretty smooth. That's how I understand umaylan. Yeah? That's probably what the picture is doing. Yeah? Okay. Ulalaiktan.
What'd you look for?
Ulalaiktan. And you gather it. Basically, you take the tear, you gather it together, and you sew it up. V'lasoisim k'min sulamis, or make ladder stitches, which is sort of like basting it, like in the first. Basically, instead of sewing up everything, you make a stitching with spaces that looks like ladders, like rungs of a ladder. So all stitches are allowed to be fixed up in a non neat way. But you can't mend it. Okay, mending it is where you do a very good job. You know, it used to be if you ripped your suit, you know what would you? You send it to the weaver, to the Chinese weaver. They would weave it. Yeah, they would weave it where you couldn't tell that it was ripped. Now there the process was, I think they would make like a perfect cut and take a piece of a fabric of that suit and put it there, and they had a method of weaving it perfectly so it doesn't look like it was ripped. But you can't do a clean job, okay? I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Uve'ichoy Alexandri. What does it mean, weaving it? An Alexandrian weave. That's considered closing it up completely. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, HaKoreya mitoich ha-shalal. One who rips from something that was basted. Mitoich ha-malal. From something that was folded. Mitoich ha-leket. From something that was gathered. Mitoich ha-sulamos. From something that was made ladder stitching. La yatsa. You're not a yotze. This means azoy. This means that if you have a garment that was torn and then fixed up in a inferior way, and then you want to rice kriya again, and you tear where it was fixed up in an inferior way, that's not a valid tearing, because it was never fixed to begin with. It's torn. You can't tear where it's torn.
Okay.
But, says the Gemara, mitoicha ichoi, but where it was mended, yatsa, you are yatsi. Amar Rav Chizda said, uve ichoi Alexandri, it's talking about where it was ripped, in a place where it was mended in the Alexandrian way. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. The rabbis taught, Rashoi lahiv chay lamata. What you could do is, you could flip the garment upside down. Ula achaysai. And then mend it. In other words, you can mend it in its spot, but if you want to flip it over, and now the tear is on the bottom, and now you want to mend it, that's permitted. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, he forbids you to mend it completely. So the Tanakhama holds that if you flip it, you can mend it. Reb Shimon Elazar says, no, you cannot mend it. Now there's a machlokes whether this next statement is a general statement or it's a continuation of Reb Shimon Elazar. Ukeshem shehamoicher osur la'achoisoi. Just like the seller cannot mend it, kach haloi keach asur l'achoisai. If you buy it from someone whose garment was chayiv b'kriya, the buyer cannot mend it either. Now, the Ramban learns that this is in the Shita of Shimon Elazar. In Reb Shimon Elazar, who says that you're now to flip it over and mend it, so that means he holds that it's a din in the garment. The garment cannot be mended. It's not a din in the person. If it's a din in the person, so the person, if he flips it over, it shouldn't be an issue. But if it's a din in the garment, whatever position the garment is in, whoever happens to be buying that garment cannot fix the garment.
So he doesn't agree that if it was mended perfectly, that it would be...
Okay, so we don't know what he would say about that. He just holds you're not allowed to mend it. It doesn't matter how you position it, and even if you sell it, the buyer cannot mend it. Therefore, the seller must notify the buyer. Tanu Rabbanan, tchilas kriya tefach. The beginning of ripping is one tefach. We'll see if you. If you have to tear for one tragedy, the first tear is a tefach. A tefach, by the way, is usually what?
A fist,
which is how many fingers?
Four.
4. It's grabbed like this. And v'taysafes shalosh etzvayis. And if you want to add to it, you add 3 fingers worth. Divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tchilas kriya shalosh. The first tier is 3 fingers, because when it's grabbed, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that people would grab it with 3 fingers. V'taysafes koshu, and the addition is even a little bit. Amar ula halacha k'Rav Meir b'kriya. Ula said halachas like Rav Meir by tearing it, that the first tier is a tefach, halachas like Rav Yehuda b'taysafes, and halachas like Rav Yehuda, that the taysafes is koshu. Tanya nami hachi, Rabbi Yosi Omer, tchilas kriya tefach, v'taysafes koshu. Rabbi Yosi says the initial tier is a tefach, and the addition is even a little bit. Tanu Rabbanan, amru loy meis aviv. If Laelina, they tell a person that their father passed away, Vikara, and then he tore. Meis benoi, his son died, Vahosef. He added to the tear. He extended the tear. They told him about the father, he tore. They told him about his son, he tore more.
Same time?
After. Meaning first he tore for his father, and then he heard the second piece of news, and then he tore for his son.
So it was simultaneous.
No, it was not simultaneous. It was one after another. Tachtoin mesache. The additional tier could be repaired. Because we had, where do we have it? About the laws of when you're allowed to repair for different relatives. We had on Chav Beis Amid Beis, it says on the last narrow lines, that for all mesim, you're allowed to baste it after Shiva, and you could repair it completely after 30 days. For father and mother, you could baste it after 30 days, and you cannot repair it ever. Now for a woman could baste it immediately for her kavod, otherwise it's going to be degrading to her. So they told him about the father, and he tore, and they told him about the son, and he added to the tear. Then, tachtein mesacha, the bottom tear could be repaired. Elyon ein mesacha, but for a parent, you're not to repair the tear of a parent. The chiddush is, you would think that you shouldn't be able to repair even the addition made for the son, lest you come to fix the tear for the parent, right? Meis benai v'kara. If let's say the son died and he tore, meis aviv, and the father died v'hoisif, and you added elyoin mesacha, the original tear could be repaired tachta ein mesacha. Meis aviv, meis imoy, meis achiv, meis achoisai. Koirea kara echalakulan. They told him about 4 tragedies. He makes 1 tear for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesira Omer, al kulan kara echad. For all relatives, you could tear once, but al aviv imay kara echad. For father and mother, you have to tear another tear. Why? Lefi she'ein moisifin al kara aviv imay. You're now to add to the tear of a father and mother. In other words, if a relative died and a father and mother died, you can't rip for a father and mother and add to it, because since for a father and mother, typically people will rip very much, it doesn't look like an addition to the tear of a father and mother, it just looks like you did one big tear for a father and mother. So the Gemara asks, my taima, what's the reason? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak lefi she'einan b'toisefes. It's because it cannot be added to. Rashi says, "Koloimar, ein bedin shemois v'aleihen." It's not proper that you should add to the tear of a father and mother. So it sounds like there's a new svara being introduced now, and that is, until now we said it doesn't look like you're tearing more for a relative. It looks like you're just tearing one big tear for a parent. But now we're saying, it sounds like more. It's not proper to add to a tear for a parent. So Tosis is bothered here. What are we saying now more than we just said? We first said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Amar Kulan Karachal Av Imay Karachal Lefisha Ein Moisif and Al Karach Av Imay, and then we say My Taima Amar Lefisha Ein B'Toisefes. How is that adding anything to what we said originally that Lefisha Ein Moisif and Al Karach Av Imay? Toisus asks Tema My Moisif Lefarish Hatam in Abraisa. How are we adding any more explanation than the Brisa itself? So we were trying to explain it that first the Braisa is saying that you can't just add more for a relative because it doesn't look like you're adding anything. People would typically tear largely for a parent, so it doesn't look like you're tearing for a parent and then tearing for a relative. But then the Gemara says, no, a tear for a father and mother cannot be added to. It's maybe it's not proper respect to if Lailena, a person tore for a parent, so that's it. To tear extra is like, it's like you're undermining the mourning for your father and mother. As if, okay, I'll just tear a little bit more for another relative, as opposed to making a new tear entirely. Okay, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. That looks like Yehuda ben Maaseira. That what? For all the relatives, you make one tear. For father and mother, another tear. Umi Amar Shmuel hachi, did Shmuel say this? Why can't we? Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Hameka ba'aval. Shmuel said, we have this in many places, that halacha is like the lenient opinion by Avelos. And the lenient opinion here is what? One tear for everyone. Not one tear for relatives and one tear for a parent. Says the Gemara, Avelos l'chud kriya l'chud. Mourning and ripping are not all the same din. Ripping is not a branch of the dinei Avelos. Ripping is done before the Avelos kicks in. So therefore, even if you follow the lenient opinion by Avelos, it doesn't necessarily mean we follow the lenient opinion by ripping. Okay, ad heichan kareya. Until where do you rip? That is a loaded question. What does it mean, until where do you rip? It means we said that if something is torn, so then you could add to the tear for another relative or for another tragedy. But how big is the tear? At what point do we say this tear is already
torn?
Oiskator, it's already, you can't tear it anymore. How far down is the tear considered finished? See him.
So you have to be a minimum of a tefach.
Yeah, but fine. But now so the person wants to add. He wants to add. Now, so now it's 3 feet down. So he could just tear it a little bit more.
He needs at least 3 fingers.
No? I understand. So let's say he tore. And then he tore the second time. Then he tore a third time. At what point do we say, could he continue? Now it's down to his knees. Right. He has a robe. Now it's torn down to his knees. For the next relative, can you just tear it a little more? Or do we say, okay, this tear is considered finished. The finish line has been reached. Now you got to start again from you got to start from the top again in a new area. So the Gemara says, yeah, there is a grand finale. And that is ad tibura, until the navel. V'yeshoimrin, some say ad liba, until your heart. Afa pishen ra'i ledavar, even though there's no definitive proof to this, zeche ledavar. There's a remez. Shenemar, v'kiru levavchem v'yabagdechem. Tear your heart and not your clothing. We have this in Tainus. Literally it means that God doesn't want external signs of mourning, but it could also mean that typically a tear is until the heart. Higiel, so now we're going to paskin not like that, we're going to paskin until the navel. Higiel et tibure, once you reach the navel, marchek shalosh etzbois, distance yourself 3 fingers from the original tear, v'koreya, and you tear again. Nismala milfanov, once the front area is completely torn, machzira l'acharav, you turn it to the back. Nismala milmala, once the top is torn, hoifchei milmata, you flip over the garment and put the bottom part above. Now, why can't you just tear it from bottom up? No, v'hakareya melmata u'minatzal, someone who tears from the bottom or from the sides, lo yatsa. It just happens to be that when a Kohen Gadol is in mourning, he tears from the bottom. And the reason is, not because that's a valid tear, but because that's not a valid tear. And a Kohen Gadol is not a tear. It says, begadov lo yifraim. A Kohen Gadol is not a tear, his clothing ba'avilos. So, but in order to show some signs of respect, he rips from the bottom. But not that that's actually considered a valid tear. Okay. Pligi ba Rav Masna Umar Ukva. Rav Masna Umar Ukva argue, v'tarvayu mishmei Davud Shmuel. And both of them say this in the name of the father Shmuel, the Levi. They both say this in the name of the father Shmuel and Levi. Chad Omar, one opinion holds, Kol Shiva Koreya, that for all 7 days you tear, La'achar Shiva Moisif, after Shiva you add to it. Meaning, if let's say a person during Shiva for one relative, he hears about another tragedy. You have to tear a new tear, and after Shiva, you could just add to the original tear. V'chad amar, and one opinion holds, kol shloishim koreah. For 30 days you tear, la'achar shloishim moisif, and after 30 days you add. Meaning, one opinion holds that within Shiva you have to make a new tear. After Shiva, you could just add to the original tear. One opinion holds,
Shiva, you're still wearing the shirt that's torn.
If you're still wearing it, you could just extend it. And one opinion holds that for 30 days you have to make a new tear. After 30 days, you have to add to it. Now, let's try to understand that. Why would it be that within Shiva you have to make a completely new tear? It's probably because, since you're not allowed to fix the original tear, tearing it in that place, nothing's recognizable. If you would be allowed to fix it, so if I tear it more, then it looks like I'm doing something. Because the truth is, I could have fixed this tear. So by tearing it more, I'm doing something. But if during Shiva I wasn't allowed to fix this tear to begin with, so adding to it is not a sign of any avelos. So the Gemara says like this, Maskefla Rab Zeira asks, Manda Amar Kol Shiva Korea, according to the Manda Amar who says that for the first 7 days you have to make a new tear, Amai. What would the reason be? Delay Nitain Lashailulai, because you're not how to fix it up. This opinion holds you're not how to fix it up. Rashi says, Delay Nitain Lashailulai Tuch Shiva Kla, within Shiva you're not how to fix it up at all. Vi Moisif Bay. And if you add to it, Mechsika Karachar, it will just look like one big tear. But after Shiva, where you did fix it up, you could rip all of the bastings and add a little bit. So now it looks like you're doing something. Meaning, within Shiva, you know how to fix it up. So if you add to it, it just looks like a bigger tear. As opposed to after Shiva, where you could fix it up, so it looks like you did something. So here's the question. Elohada Amar Mar. But that which the master said, Ho'isha Shailasai La'alter, that a woman could fix it up immediately, Hachanami, so there also, it should be allowed that if a woman experiences another Avelas, Toch Shiva, she should be allowed to what? Just expand the tear. Because the whole reason you're not allowed to expand the tear is because you're not allowed to fix it up. But a woman is allowed to fix it up. So a woman's allowed to fix it up, she should be allowed just to expand it and not make a new tear. Says the Gemara, no. There, the woman fixing it up is not because her avelos is any less. It's just because for her kavod. Hasamishum kavod ishahu. It's only out of respect for her. Rashi says, v'lay min adin. It's not part of the letter of the law. So since her fixing it up is not me'ikar hadin, it's just something we're allowed to do to cover up her indignity, therefore you can't, it's not going to be recognizable that you did something by expanding the tear a little bit. Now, Manda Amar Kol Shloishim Korea, the Manda Amar that for 30 days you have to make a new rip, Amai, why would that be? Delay Nitin Lachoisai, this Manda Amar must hold that you're now to fix it up within 30 days. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, Elola Aviv Ulima, to her father and mother, to Lo Yinitan Lachasol, you're never allowed to fix it up. So if you're never allowed to fix it up, you should never be allowed to just make it a little bigger. Achanami, there also. Says the Gemara, Hasamishim Kavod Avivi Imayu. There, the halacha that you're now allowed to fix it up is not Me'ikar Hadin, really, you're Be'etzim allowed to. It's just to honor your father and mother, and therefore by expanding it, it would be something which is meaningful. Tanu Rabbanan. Hayoytze bebeged karua lefnei hames. Somebody who goes out with a torn garment before the mace. What does that mean? He saved his old torn garment, and when somebody died, he put on his torn garment, and everybody thinks, oh, this guy tore his garment for the mace, and the mace thinks he tore his garment for him, but what is it called? A certified pre-torn garment, right? So he didn't tear it. But it looks like he tore it. Hareza goizel sameis mesachayim. He's a robber on two accounts. He's stealing from the dead because he didn't tear for them. And he's stealing from the living because he's tricking them. Interesting halacha. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer. Ha'oimer lechaveiro, one who says to his friend, Hashileni chalukcha. lend me your shirt. Ve'elech va'avakar es abba. Now go visit my father, Shuchayla, who's sick. So you borrowed it, where the person realized you may have to tear this garment because you're going to visit a sick relative. Ve'halach u'matzah shemes. And you found that the father died. Korea, you're allowed to tear the garment. Because the guy who lent it to you, he lent it to you with the express purpose that you could rip it. But Uma'achai, you got to fix it up. You have to mend it. Ah, you're now to mend up for a father and mother. But this is not your garment. And he only lent it to you, so you shouldn't be embarrassed not to be ripping for your father. But he still wants his garment back. Now, his garment has depreciated in value because it's not a perfect garment. It's a ripped garment that was mended. So you have the best when you come back to his house, machzor lo chalukoi, you return him his shirt, v'noisin lo dmei karen, you have to pay him for the tear. V'im lo yoydi, but if you didn't tell me your father was sick, harezo lo igobo, you cannot rip the garment. Can't touch it. Tana rabbanon, choyle shemeis lo meis. If a sick person had a relative who died, ein moidinoi se shemeis, we don't tell him. Shemet tatar v'dayte lov, he might lose his mind. In Makar and Mefanav, we don't tear Kriya in front of him. It might jar him. Umashaskin as Hanoshim, we silence the women who are going to shriek and cry. Umakar and Lakatan. Now, for a Katan, we tear their garments, not because they're Chai Ba'avilos, but they Agmas Nefesh. To inspire pain and anguish in the onlookers. V'koyrin al Chamiv yal Chamoisai. One should rise Kriya for a father-in-law and mother-in-law, and they covet ishtay out of respect to your wife. From Rav Papa said, Tanba Avel Rabasi, we learned in Avel Rabasi, Avel lo yaniach tinoik b'techekai, and Avel should not put a child on his lap. The child will bring the Avel to laughter, v'nimtza mezgana labrios, and you'll become low in the eyes of people. When people see an Avel giddy or happy, it demeans them in the eyes of the onlooker. It's jarring to people. People don't appreciate that. And therefore, one is not allowed to put a child on his lap as an Avel. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it over here. And Be'ezus Hashem, two more to go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.